makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noblin's orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snurr, Jack Mather, Charles Kemper, and our guests for this Sunday, the Sons of the Pioneers and Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Wrong key. Charlie, why are you vocalizing?
Well, it's spring, Bergen.
Spring?
Yeah, the snapdragons are snapping. And the hollies are a-hawking.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Spring.
Spring has sprung.
Yeah, well, it's nice to see that you're so happy.
Yes. It's a beautiful world, Bergen. Beautiful. Even you look good to me.
Well, it must be more than spring to make you so happy.
Well, as a matter of fact, there is.
Well, what is it?
The truant officer quit his job. I'm free again. Oh, free again.
I see. So that's it.
Now I know how those moths feel when you open your purse.
All right, all right. Well, I heard about your truant officer, Mr. Ramshackle.
That's the guy,
yes. He had a nervous breakdown from overwork.
Yes, yes, he did, poor dear.
Yes.
He is, as the French say, très poop. I mean, he's très fatigué.
Yes.
I forgot that was censored.
Yes. Yes. Yes, poor Mr. Ramshackle. He held that job for a long time, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Tell me, Charlie, aren't you just a little sorry to see him go?
Yes, I was, yes. So sorry. I tell you, Bergen, I cried till I thought my sides would split.
Is that so? You... Did you boys say goodbye to him when he left?
Not only that, but we bought him some cigars.
Oh, cigars?
Yes.
Loaded, of course. Well, why was it, Charlie, that you and the truant officer never got along?
Well, it was a case of incompatibility.
I see. Well, Charlie, because you were largely responsible for the truant officer's retirement, I'm going to take more interest in your conduct at school.
Oh, please don't. It's good of you, but I wish you wouldn't. I'm the kind of a kid that thrives on good, wholesome neglect.
I see. Well, I don't want you to grow up to be just a piece of driftwood on the sea of life.
Mr. Bergen, if you're attempting to be funny, I don't like it.
All right, all right. What I'm trying to impress upon you is that good behavior and study molds character.
Well, I don't want to be a moldy character.
All right. What do you want to do?
Well, right now, I just want to enjoy Mr. Ramshackle's poor health.
Oh, I see. Well. But, Charlie, the truant officer will be replaced.
Well, yes.
And the new one might be very tough.
So what? We have a special tenderizing process.
Oh, yeah.
When you say we, whom are you referring to? Our Society for the Suppression of Truant Officers.
Oh, I see. Sounds very exclusive.
Oh, it is. All the members have to have at least 50 hours of hooky.
I see.
To join.
Yes, uh-huh. Who do the kids, where do the kids go?
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah, yeah. Where do the kids go when they play hooky?
Oh, no, you don't, Bergen. Oh, no. If I told you the hideout was Dugan's woodshed, I would be betraying a secret.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, Charlie, you already told me.
Yeah. Well, that was just to throw you off.
Oh, I did.
See how clever I am? The real hideout is the new storm drain. What am I saying?
Well, now, Charlie, I'll tell you a secret. I went to the parent-teachers meeting last night.
Good, good, good.
And the truant officer situation was discussed.
And rightly so.
Yes. And I felt that it was my civic duty to help out temporarily. So, I am now the truant officer.
Well, congratulations. What? I swallowed my gum.
I surprised you, didn't you?
Yes, you did, didn't we?
Yeah.
One of us have to be a little more awake.
Yeah.
Bergen, do you realize what you're doing when you become a truant officer? Do you realize that we are now mortal enemies?
Is that so?
You a truant officer.
Well, now, Charlie, don't touch me.
You've disgraced me.
Now, Charlie, I want to thank you, though, for telling me all the secrets of your club.
Yeah, ay. What have I done? The kids will homogenize me. Oh, dear. And my bones, they knit so slowly. Oh, dear.
Oh, stop it, Charlie.
I tell you, I'm ruined, Bergen. I'm ruined. I'm going to faint. Oh.
Charlie, quick.
Now, do the smelling salt, please. Oh,
too late.
Lovely little Anita Gordon sings for us now, Laughing on the Outside, accompanied by Ray Noble and his orchestra.
The crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing, happy with my someone new. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. They see me night and daytime, having such a gay time. They don't know what I go through. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. No one knows, it's just a pose, pretending I'm glad we're apart. And when I cry, my eyes are dry, the tears are in my heart. My darling, can't we make up? Ever since our breakup, make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love.
Grown is the word for richer coffee flavor, the supremely delicious, completely satisfying flavor of Chasen Sanborn coffee, Shade Grown. Yes, Shade Grown flavor explains the extra goodness, the extra richness of this superb blend. And Shade Grown flavor tells why more people have been enjoying it in the past year than ever before. Through 82 years, America has been praising the flavor of Chasen Sanborn. It's the nationwide standard of excellence established by millions. To put Shade Grown flavor in your coffee cup, These finer coffee beans are shielded from the tropical sun as they grow. Taller trees spread a protective awning over the growing coffee. The fierce direct rays of the sun are cut off while the coffee matures slowly, storing up the treasure of shade-grown flavor that brings Chase and Sanborn its fame. Get that shade-grown goodness in every cup of coffee you drink. With meals, between meals, every time, there's no reason to take anything less. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Mortimer.
Mother feeling hickle, 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 hick, 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 hick.
What's the matter, Mortimer? Have you got the hiccups?
No, I'm having trouble. I can't say hickory dickory dock.
Oh, I see. You can't say it.
No.
I see. Oh, that's the poem that you're supposed to recite in school tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Well. Why, well, let's hear it. Why don't you do it right now?
No, I'm too bashful.
Oh, no, come on.
No, come on. No. All them people out there are looking.
Well, that's all right. Forget about them. Now, I'll start you.
Well.
Hickory. Hickory. Hickory what?
Nuts.
No, no, no. Now, try it again. Hickory dickory. Hickory dickory.
Chickory chick.
No, no.
Hickory dickory.
That's right.
Hickory dickory. 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 Dickory, dickory, dickory.
What's the next?
Well, wait a minute. I'm still dickering.
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah, that's right, Yeah, we got that one.
Yes. Now, what's your next line?
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah. Think.
Hickory dickory think.
No. No, I say use your mind. Concentrate. Think.
Well, wait a minute. I can only do one thing at a time.
All right. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse. Don't you know what this line is?
See, the mouse, I'm working on it.
All right.
The mouse. Here it comes. The mouse went right past.
Oh, you're exasperating.
Mortimer.
Yeah, I know you are.
What is it?
The mouse ran up the clock.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, go ahead. The clock?
Well, you know, speaking of clocks, Mr. Bergen, our clock ain't no good no more.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
No, you're supposed to say, why?
Why?
I got a funny answer for it. But...
Well, why isn't your clock any good?
It's full of ticks. That's the best one I ever heard.
Yeah. Now, if you'll please pay attention.
Yeah.
The clock struck one.
Oh, is it that late?
No. and it's time to recite.
Yeah.
Now, the clock struck one, and down he run.
Yeah.
All right.
The clock struck one, and down he run. You're a better man than I am. Rin, tin, tin.
No. The last line is the same as the first line.
Oh, right back to where we started.
That's right.
All that work for nothing.
Mortimer, do you realize that you didn't get one line right?
Is that so?
Yeah. I'm afraid you've got a Charlie horse in your brain.
Well, I guess I ain't got much brains. But what brains I got, I sure fizzle out on me, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Say, Edgar, what's the idea of the Western outfit?
Well, Ken, I'm dressed up this way because our guest tonight is Roy Rogers.
Lucky our guest isn't Sally Rand.
Yeah.
Well, Roy has invited Charlie and me to visit a ghost town.
A ghost town?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deserted mining towns where all the houses are empty.
Well, I'd believe in ghosts before I'd believe in empty houses.
Oh, yippee-aye-aye. Well, shorten my stirrups and call me Squatty. Yeah.
What's the matter, Charlie?
Well, Pop Dumbergen rides again, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Charlie, don't you think Edgar makes a striking picture?
Well, he might if the frame wasn't so warped.
Oh, it isn't.
And those tight pants there, his legs looks like quote and unquote.
No. Well, here's Trigger, but where's Roy Rogers?
Well, Larry comes now.
Doggone that Trigger. He dropped me off at the wrong stop. All right.
Partner.
Well, thank you, folks, and mighty proud to see you, Edgar. How are you, Charlie?
Oh, I'm mighty fine, yes.
Say, you look mighty sharp in that Western outfit.
Yeah, I'm a regular hop-along Cass Daly.
Well, boys, we got a long horseback ride ahead of us. I hope you can take it.
Don't worry about me. I really love horses.
Is that why you ride with your arms around their neck?
Oh, well, not wait at all.
It's too bad we can't get him a horse with an automatic pilot.
Oh, now, Charlie.
Say, Charlie, what kind of a horse do you like best?
Well, I like a good long shot, personally.
No, I mean, do you like a bay, a sorrel, a strawberry, or...
Oh, do they come in different flavors? Now, just go.
Roy, I'm thinking of buying a pair of Palominos.
Well, it's about time you quit wearing that nightgown.
Oh.
Say, Charlie.
Yeah?
Do you know anything about horses?
Everything is the word, everything. Ask me.
All right. What are those things that hang down on the side of the saddle?
Well, those are the horse's garters.
No. You know, what you put your feet in.
Oh, the cooper.
No. The syrup. The stirrup.
Stirrup.
Enough of this horseplay. Roy, what's the name of the ghost town we're going to visit?
Well, it's a little place out in Arizona called Creeping Girdle.
Creeping Girdle, yeah. Must be quite a stretch from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have two ways to go. Let's get to getting.
It certainly is romantic sitting around a campfire under a western sky.
Yeah, looks like you can just reach up and touch the stars.
Yeah, for how much?
I'm sure glad we decided to wait until morning before we go into that ghost town.
Oh, so am I. You know, I love to sleep outdoors at night.
Yeah, you did quite a bit of that before you met me, didn't you?
Sure.
Say, boys, doesn't that coffee smell good?
Yeah, it sure must be Chase and Sanborn.
Well, if it ain't, we're heading for the last roundup. Well, why do those coyotes howl like that?
Well, shucks, that's their mating call.
It sounds like they hate to get married, doesn't it?
Roy, to make the evening perfect, how about a little song, huh?
Mighty proud to do it. If the Sons of the Pioneers can help me out.
Yeah. You know, in the Westerns, everybody sings with a horse. Sing, Roy, and I'll accompany you on my saddle horn.
Follow in the sun all day.
We've been following the sun ever since the day begun, and we're weary.
Keep a moving.
Till the fading western light brings the shelter of the night so dreary.
Keep a moving, following the sun all day. Move those mountains from our way. Following the sun all day, all day.
And we don't know where we'll end. Maybe just around the bend. Trouble's hiding.
Keep on moving. Keep on moving.
But the sun is in the lee, and that's all we'll ever need for guiding.
Keep on moving. Keep on moving. Following the sun all day. Move those mountains from our way. Wheels are turning, hearts are yearning. Following the sun all day.
That's mighty soothing music, Roy. Look, Charlie has fallen asleep.
Yeah, I wonder what he's dreaming about.
Oh, Hedy Lamarr. Chocolate sodas, Hedy Lamarr. Ghost towns. Chocolate ghosts. Ghost towns. Hey, where am I? What am I doing in this ghost town all alone here? Where is everybody? Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Who are you?
That's just an echo. I'm not scared. I'm not scared. Are you an echo?
Are you an echo?
No, I'm Charlie. Who are you?
I'm Joe.
Well, that's all I want to know. I'm getting out of here. I want to run, but my feet won't let me go.
Say, bud, don't you know you ain't got no business messing around here?
Well, who are you?
Well, I ain't aiming to tell you.
Would you mind aiming the other way? It's pretty quiet around here, isn't it?
Yep. About 40 years ago, there were hundreds of prospectors around here panning for gold.
Yeah? How much was it a pan? I banked it off the pan. Yeah. Tell me, where is everybody now?
Well, they was in such a hurry to get out of here, they left all their gold in that bank over there.
Well, why would people be crazy enough to leave their gold behind?
You figure it out. It's your dream.
Say, I think I'll go and get a pocket full of those Fort Knox marbles. Thanks for the tip. So long, partner.
So long, bud.
You're using a pretty heavy charge there. Just look at this deserted bank. Here's the cash drawer. Let's see what's in it.
Hey, what are you doing there, stranger?
Well, I'm a bank examiner, sir. Say, aren't you Roy Rogers?
Nope, that ain't my handle. Who is this Roy Rogers?
Oh, he's a sort of a sagebrush Sinatra.
Look, let's not talk about this fella, Rogers.
Okay, we won't say a
word. Well, don't be so agreeable. Now, what are you doing here?
Well, I just met an old prospector.
So did I. Yeah. He tell you anything about what they left here in this bank?
No. Did he tell you about it, too?
No, he didn't.
Oh. Well, what do you say we start looking for it together, huh?
Yeah, let's look in this vault here.
Yeah.
Say, look at this big bag of gold.
Money, 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 money. See, I don't care if I do sound like Bergen.
I beg your pardon, but would you chaps mind dreadfully if I arrested you?
Who are you?
Well, I'm the sheriff, and I'll give you just 2 minutes to put that gold back.
And suppose we don't do it in 2 minutes?
Well, in that case, I'll extend the time. Or perhaps you'd be interested in splitting the gold three ways.
But it's so hard to split it three ways. But I've got an idea.
Oh, you've got me. Or what's that effect, you know?
Say, Charlie, why did you have to shoot him right there on the floor?
Oh, all right, so I ain't neat.
I was just a-thinking. It would be easier if we split that goal just one way.
Yeah, but there's two of us.
Temporarily, yes.
Take it easy, partner. You know, you know, I'm pretty fair at middling with a shooting iron.
What's your best score at target shooting?
299 out of 300.
Oh, bad eyes, eh?
Watch, I'll toss a nickel up and shoot the Indian right out of it.
Hey, what was that?
That was the Indian. Come on, partner, let's hurry, huh?
Oh, what's the rush?
Well, I want to spend some of this money before the dream is over.
Stay still, you varmints. This is a stick-up.
Hey, who are you?
They call me Geyser Face Simpkins.
I can see why, too.
I'm certainly sorry that I must stoop to this, but I'm suffering from a serious case of kleptomania.
Well, what are you doing for it?
I'm taking things for it, silly. Now, hand over that sack of nuggets.
Now, listen, Fountainhead.
Yes.
You wouldn't get it if you didn't have me covered with that pistol. Here it is.
Thanks. So long, suckers.
Say, what kind of pistol is that?
Oh, it's just a water pistol. April Fool.
Hey, you're one day early, my friend.
Yeah, you take this.
Oh, I've been stabbed!
Oh, Charlie, wasn't it fun having Roy Rogers with us?
Yeah, it was. I had a swell dream, too.
Yeah.
And you know something, Bergen?
What?
Next Sunday, I'm having another dream. Hedy Lamarr in person.
Yes, I'll be glad to see Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, no, you don't. Remember, she's my dream. Are you listening, Hedy?
Wherever food grows, you might put up a sign reading Nature at Work. Nature is at work there, gathering flavor for you to enjoy at the table. You get such an overwhelming abundance of flavor in Chase and Sanborn coffee that asking where it all comes from is only natural. And here's the answer in a word. It's shade-grown flavor. That's the best part of it. On the plantations in the tropics where these finer coffee beans grow, shade-grown means that the coffee takes in more flavor from the soil. In use, in your home, shade-grown means more coffee pleasure for you. The coffee trees never grow very tall, but arching high above them, taller trees form a canopy to shut out the fierce sun so that the tropical soil has time to work its flavor magic fully and completely. That's where the flavor comes from, the flavor that has made Chase and Sanborn the American byword for coffee. By the cup, you call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chase and Sanborn. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee every time. With us again next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, and all of us will have as our guest the glamorous Hedy Lamarr. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee, coffee made to serve in times like these. Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers are currently appearing in Republic's Song of Arizona. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Pasadena Playhouse, Pasadena, California. You know, it doesn't just happen that women buy more royal puddings than any other kind. There's a reason, a good reason. Royal puddings taste more delicious, say 8 out of every 10. Yes, when 1,052 royal users told why they always want royal, royal puddings taste more delicious, said 8 out of every 10. They loved royal chocolate pudding. Chocolate's our favorite flavor, many declared, and royal is it. It's really special, seems so much more chocolatey. Royal Chocolate Pudding is lusciously smooth and creamy textured, too. Easy to prepare. Takes no sugar. Enjoy Royal Chocolate Pudding tomorrow, or one of those other royal treats. Royal Butterscotch Pudding with a real old-time flavor. Dainty, delicate Royal Vanilla Pudding, or a tangy, tempting Royal Gelatin Dessert. Yes, gelatin dessert or pudding, you want Royal. Remember, Royal puddings taste more delicious. Say 8 out of every 10.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.